From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Access to abortion care is slated to become even more difficult for people across the Gulf South. A new ban is set to take effect in Florida on May 1st, outlawing nearly all abortions after just 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's often before people know they're pregnant. From the Gulf States Newsroom, WWNO's Rosemary Westwood reports the South continues to become one of the most restrictive regions in the country for abortion access.
Florida has long been a key hub for abortion access across the South. Chastity Wilson is the executive director of the Louisiana Abortion Fund, which helps people travel for abortions.
I can honestly say Florida was a saving grace.
Florida is one of the largest abortion providers in the country. Clinics there performed over 80,000 abortions last year, according to the state health agency.
A lot of our people wanted to stay in the South and wanted to stay what they considered close to home or at least a familiar place.
After Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022, Florida became the only Gulf South state with abortion access. But that's changing now that the state Supreme Court recently decided to uphold a state abortion ban. And Kendra Smith-Parks with Planned Parenthood Gulf South says people leaving Texas and Louisiana to get abortions have been calling for help.
We had a patient in ICE custody who had been trafficked. We had a patient on the run from their abusive partner, a patient who lacked childcare for her medically complex toddler, a patient with very limited resources survived rape and incest and needed to end her pregnancy.
Smith Parks says Florida clinics are already starting to send people elsewhere. One patient had an abortion scheduled for the end of the month before the ban takes effect, but
they had that appointment canceled because the clinic already had to move appointments up or direct patients to go to other states.
Michelle Colon is with Shiro, Mississippi, which helps people find legal abortions. She says everyone who would have traveled to Florida, and most people in Florida, will flood into the remaining states where abortion is still legal, places like California and Virginia.
It's just this snowball effect, and all it's doing is it is being exacerbated by these continuous ongoing bans on abortion access.
The cost of an abortion, plus travel and expenses, can be as much as $2,000 or $3,000. And she says Florida's ban will add to that.
This means more money, more time away from their family, more time away from their jobs, more stress. It's just a huger burden.
Chastity Wilson with the Louisiana Abortion Fund says her group gave away over $1 million last year to clients to cover clinic fees, plus
food, gas, childcare stipend, bus ticket, plane ticket, rental car, whatever practical needs you need.
But she says even that isn't enough to help everyone who calls.
Typically, these days, we're running out of funds by Wednesday on any given week. Even if we aren't able to fund you directly, I'd be damned if we're not, you know, on the phones, contacting partners, trying to figure out what we can do.
Michelle Colon in Mississippi says Florida's ban will have another clear consequence.
Not everybody can go to Illinois. Not everybody's going to be able to make it to the Carolinas, to Virginia. It means that they will most likely be forced to become a parent, endure a pregnancy and childbirth against their will.
Colon says people across the Gulf South will still have the option to order abortion pills online. And this November, Florida voters will have a chance to establish a right to abortion in Florida's Constitution. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Rosemary Westwood in New Orleans.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.